Some of you know that when I was first ordained, all too many years ago, my first appointment was to serve four small parishes in the northeast corner of Vermont, known as the Northeast Kingdom. And in my early weeks and months there, as I made my way about visiting people, a common question that was often asked of me was, "So, where are you from?" And if I happened to be asked that question by a native Vermonter, I knew that my answer would have consequences. I could say, "Oh, well, I'm from Shrewsbury," which was a town in Vermont that I had lived in previous to moving to Danville. Or I could say, "I'm also from Heartland," because I had lived there for just a few months, actually, while I was in college. But usually, if a person was asking me, "Where are you from?" what they were really asking was, as someone dear to me always says, "Where are you from? Where's the place you really come from? Where were you born? Where were you reared?" And it was always interesting to see the response when I said, "Oh, I'm from Shrewsbury," or when I said, "Oh, I'm from New Jersey." The conversations went in very different directions often when people knew exactly where I was from. Well, you don't have to live in Vermont to know that whether you're a native or a newcomer can say a lot about who you are. We know in this community itself, people who have lived here for generations have often encountered people who have moved in more recent years, and there have been wonderful stories about each other to learn and tell, and there have also been tensions and sometimes controversy. Where are you from? It can be important information when you learn that about another. It can be dangerous information. If you're a Christian, if you say, I'm from the Christian church today in Iraq or in Egypt, for example, it can have very dangerous consequences for you. But we know it is not just amongst Christians and Muslims that where you are from can have devastating effects. If you're in Northern Ireland and you say, "I'm from a Protestant community," or "I'm from a Catholic community," still there can be tensions there. But how curious we can be. We all know that we are both products of nature and nurture, but don't you sometimes enjoy confirming what you've sensed about someone because you've discovered where they're from? "I knew he must have some German in him," or, "Of course, she's Italian, that's why," or, you know, just fit in any other ethnic designation you want. Or sometimes it's we feel a certain kinship with another person, only to discover that they either share a similar ethnic background or maybe some very similar childhood life experiences, family upbringings, that make us feel we really know that person. It's often when another person intrigues us, or maybe even annoys us and challenges us, that we want to know more. Who are they? And so it was with Jesus. As those who met him and encountered him were drawn more and more into his way of life and way of being, inevitably there were the questions, "So where does he come from?" And there were some who said, isn't this Mary's son? Isn't he from Galilee? Isn't he the carpenter's son?" And that would have said a lot about who he was and what the expectations were about him for how he was to live and be in his society and culture. And the gospel writers, they try to tell us his story, to fill in his background, particularly in these opening chapters that we're hearing in the Christmas season. If you read Matthew's gospel, you will be given the family lineage of Matthew dating all the way back to Abraham and Sarah. Where is he from? He's from the house of David. And read the Gospel of Luke, and Jesus' lineage is traced all the way back to Adam and Eve. The people who knew Jesus were trying to connect the dots as we do about the people we encounter. Who were his people? Where did he grow up? What were his parents like? Who are your people? Where are you from? Every person, when we first meet that person, is a mystery to us. And the more we know and learn of a person's background, the more we see how they live in the world, the more we may come to know the truth about that person. And more than once, when someone has really confused me about the way that they're behaving in the world, I hear them tell a story about their childhood or their youth or their relationship, and suddenly it's like, oh, of course. And part of the mystery is solved. Those who encountered Jesus met the distinct mystery of an individual human life. But then there is that consistent witness of those who encountered this Jesus that there was something more, something beyond the mystery of one human life, something that could not be defined by a family lineage, even one that stretched so far back. Jesus, where are you from? And John the Evangelist gives us an answer to that question in the beginning of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This living Word, this Jesus, this Christ, was from God. And not only from God, but in his presence and witness in his being, he was revealing the very essence of God. As the Creed puts it, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Behind and within the mystery of one human life, John proclaims, is the mystery behind all human life, present at the creation, without whom was not anything made that was made. We come to this Jesus always wondering who he is. And the answer we are given is that he is part of the mystery of creation. We will never know all there is to know about him. There is always more to learn about him as we enter into a relationship with him. But in asking the question, there is this also wonderful, wonderful thing we learn. Not about him, but about us. Or as John tells us, for all who receive Christ, who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God. We discover this great mystery about us, that for all we know about who we are, for all of the forces of nurture or nature that have shaped us and formed us, the flesh and blood of our forebears, the actions of parents and grandparents that may have blessed us with so many gifts or burdened us with so many challenges, all those things finally are not determinative about our essential identity. But what is what is revealed to us in Jesus Christ, that we are God's people, God's children, invited to live out our destinies for God's purpose. I've heard a number of us in conversations talking about our Christmas celebrations, and some of us have traveled far to be with family, others have not been with family, some have had family members come to visit, and for some, those various kinds of gatherings have been reasons for great rejoicing, and for some, those gatherings have been times of some endurance and challenge. We all come from backgrounds that help to make up who we are. But then we share this common lineage as children of God. Some of you were here on Christmas morning when I received a great Christmas gift. A dear friend of mine, Bea Ward, was in the congregation that morning. She is almost 101 years old, and she traveled here from Vermont with some family members to spend Christmas in Cambridge with her family. It was a great gift for me because in my time serving at church in Brattleboro, she was a remarkable woman of faith, and still is, who has lived a life of deep and abiding commitment to Christ. And that faith continues to shine in her life. Now, she's a real native Vermonter. She was born outside of Brattleboro in the early 1900s. Her family stock goes back three or four more generations beyond that in Vermont. She's one of those people my spouse Thomas likes to refer to as one of God's own. Now, by that phrase, he and I don't mean one of God's preferred ones. For God's love is not preferential, choosing some over others. No, by that phrase, we mean something else. Someone who knows where Jesus Christ came from, who has beheld his glory in her life, and because of that, who knows where she comes from, that she is one of God's own, as are we. And if you asked B. Ward, so where are you from? She might say, well, I'm from Brattleboro. She might say, I'm a native Vermonter, although she doesn't have that kind of pride to do that kind of thing. But if you ask her where she's from, her very life and for her very faith and her very witness basically says, I am from God. I am one of God's own. And my very life exults in God, because I know I am clothed with the garments of salvation. And those who know where they are from are the kind of people who are able to live each day fully, faithfully, and freely in the world, whatever blessings or challenges may come their way. Where are you from? Amen.